This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With a Minnesotan. I say that because he's one of us. From the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And he says, we got a heavy lift here. We're going to go brief the secretary after this meeting. We've got more lawyers and economists and a lot of people that we need to work through. But maybe next week I can come on your program and we'll have all this resolved related to the CRP change. And yesterday afternoon, we get the news that they'd made the decision. The most important thing about that is that there's some relief, okay? And I want to talk a little bit about this back and forth that started to emerge as part of this debate on whether or not to do it in a second. But I think the most important thing out of it is it's another example of, well, most of the folks in the mainstream media, the legacy media, the old, tired newspaper networks, you know, regime, the left, basically, they're all in the same camp, is so consumed with, did Donald Trump Jr. meet with somebody who had some information about Hillary Clinton? Yeah. You know, look, I'm not suggesting Donald Trump Jr. is above the law. Fine, investigate. But it's not this story that warrants the amount of coverage it's getting. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, you have an administration that some people want to claim is incompetent. Some people want to claim is out of control and, you know, it's chaos and it's everything else, acting far better than an Obama administration did for agriculture in a much more swift fashion. Far better than a Bush administration did or a Clinton administration did. Moving. When we talk about draining the swamp, you drain the swamp and things like this happen. What's the right thing to do here? Does this make sense? Let's make the change. Folks, we were talking about a two-week change. This wasn't rocket science, okay? But I'm telling you, the swamp, they want to get 50 different lawyers involved from 50 different angles to decide, well, what about this and then about that and then, oh, and then get the lawyers involved. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal, and I think we ought to recognize that's significant. And memo to the media, wake up. Nobody cares about the stuff you're reporting about except you and your cocktail party friends. So you have two choices. Reform your ways and become relevant so we actually will watch and or read what you have to say in the future. Otherwise, just close your doors now. Save the hassle. Forget the burn rate. Just going to pile up. Just be done. Choose your future. The other thing I want to say is, as we've discussed this whole situation with the drought, there has been a little bit of us versus them that I've sensed emerging. And, you know, some people, CRP, you sign for CRP, the date's the date. You know what? Hey, what about habitat? Oh, wait a minute. You take federal, programs? Are you going to live with federal programs? Don't do that. For most of the people in this severe drought area that are in the business of feeding the world, this is their livelihood, and they're in a tough spot right now. Let me ask you this. Say you live in Valley City. I'll pick on Valley City. Well, I should pick on Botno today because it's Botno Day today on the program, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. So you live in Botno, and you notice your neighbor's house is on fire. You go, well, they can call the fire department. I mean, they got insurance. They're fine. They don't need anything. What do you go in there and say? You want to stay here? You get out of there? Can we call? What can we do? Well, how can we stop this? How can we help? Right? That's what we do as North Dakotans. We just say, hey, I'm here to help. Can I help? What can we do? Please, don't you do that? So I think that's how we have to treat this situation with farmers and ranchers, and also put it in the context of the fact that there have been a lot of, a string of really difficult years in the way of farm income is much lower than the expense side of the ledger. The prices have been in a tough spot with some things going on in the world markets right now. So you have, tough year, another tough year, another tough year, another tough year. And then you're whacked 3, 4, 5 years into that with a severe drought. Of course we want to help, don't we? We'll do everything we can to say, let's just think about this. Here's all the resources. Here's all the tools. Let's help. I hope we do. I do. We want to use this show to do what we can to help. And maybe give a gentle little nudge on the bickering at a time like this related to that. May sound a little odd, suggesting that bickering on talk radio would be a bad idea to some, but, you know, we can be very, and honestly, I would say 90% of this time, this audience and what you contribute, it's constructive, it's wonderful, and sometimes we need some bickering. Sometimes we need some poking and prodding and pressuring and screaming and hollering and jumping up and down. You know, there's a time for everything. But I think right now this idea of arguing against relief for folks that are suffering from this drought, bad idea. Especially when you consider this. Without food, what are we? Agriculture is feeding the world. Feeding the world. Pretty noble deal. So, anyway, that's my soapbox for today. I am excited that we are celebrating one of our top 10 towns today. Pat Arts of the State Bank of Botno is the first fellow that invited us up to Botno, and we've been there a few times, and it's become one of our top 10 towns, and we really enjoy it. We have a great time up there. So we're going to talk to Pat today and just get a little update on how things are going in Botno. We're going to talk with a couple of business owners. I love doing that, learning a little bit about business and how things are going and what they're doing. So look forward to that. All coming up on the program today. So should be a fantastic day today. And we are looking forward to talking about all of that. We welcome your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd. Todd back. He's been a busy guy this morning working on news stuff.
I'm here.
There he is. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Todd, the radio god betcher, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. You can text him at 226-8503.
It's a fictitious name, by the way, the radio god thing.
Text me at 367-2054. Hey, if the stiletto fits, wear it. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank our fine sponsors for making our Botno Day possible. In addition to the State Bank of Botno, that includes Hefty Seed and Mohall. I was talking to Charlie earlier, and guess what they're doing? They are loading up a big old, beautiful 54-passenger coach from Mohall Wednesday the 26th to head down to the Hefty Seed Ag PhD Field Day in Baltic, South Dakota. I guess that's the biggest field day in the world. And they are doing all kinds of things down there. Brought in some real high-yield corn, soybean, wheat farmers from across the country that you can do a little Q&A with. They're having some drain tile demonstrations. They're doing plot tours with Brian and Darren Hefty. So that should be a lot of fun. The bus will leave Wednesday. They're going to tour the Terry Redland Art Center in Watertown on the way to Baltic, then do dinner Wednesday night, which is provided, and your hotel room's covered. And, my gosh, then Thursday's a big field day, and then come back to get on the farm. So there are still seats available on the bus, I guess. If you call Hefty Seed in Mohall for details, they'll get you on the bus. 756-7333. 756-7333. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let's check in with Dave in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning. Good morning. This thing about Hillary and Donald, if you remember back when Chris Wallace was hosting the debate. He asked one question to Donald, but he did not say it to Hillary. And that question was, if you're defeated, will you consent and call him and congratulate him? And he said yes, but that question was not given to her. And now we are paying the price of that. All this garbage. You know, CNN, corrupt, nonsense news. You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing it. And you were right earlier. We're spending way too much time on this issue.
And all kinds of just stupid issues that the legacy media consume with the destruction of Donald Trump, believe is important. Now, that's why I say to me, it's on them. They gotta get their stuff together. Otherwise, just opt out. Forget about it. You know, get your news elsewhere, you know, for sure. We are paying the price, and it is frustrating, isn't it, Dave? Just about.
It sure
crazy.
Is.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I know there's a lot of common sense in the planes here, and we can just rise above it.
That's right.
Not get sucked into it. Thanks, Dave. Good talking to you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Texas says, Scott, I really don't think there's any hope for the fake news purveyors. I won't back. If their news is so false about Trump, how can we dare trust them with any news? Well, I agree. What's the analogy that's best? You know, they're the last one on the Titanic thinking somehow this thing might actually right size. Maybe that's the best I could come up with. That's what they feel like to me. Like, hey, really? It's like, oh, if we do this story, Trump's going down, and then we're the heroes. Okay, we do this story, Trump's, you know. So I think they're deceitful, despicable, ridiculous. And I don't hold out much hope for them turning around. Always hope, isn't there? Another texter, Nevada legalized recreational marijuana. The dispensaries ran out in less than 2 weeks. The governor is trying to pass emergency rules. Emergency rules for what? Like to get more pot or to say, hey, this is a really stupid idea because we're going to have nothing but a bunch of potheads running around incapable of anything. This is the stuff that's unbelievable. This is where North Dakota can shine, folks, in my mind. This is where North Dakota can absolutely positively shine. We have a huge need for a workforce. There's an effort, Jay Shuler and his team at the Department of Commerce are continuing to zero in on that. Of course, the governor as well. That's a big part of the Main Street Initiative, is to you know, get each and every community in North Dakota in a place where somebody comes in to look at an opportunity and say, wow, I want to live here. Here's the job. Here's where I can live. Here's the quality of life. They need all of that, right? Watford City is a shining example of that. Watford City for, I don't know, going on 4, 5, 6 years now has had incredible opportunities. We can make a lot of money. The community grew so fast, they didn't have enough time to build townhomes and homes and apartments and, you know, schools and a Rough Rider Center with a water park and field house, place for concerts, ice rink, you know. And now all those things have come in. Great restaurants. My gosh, the restaurants in Watford City are phenomenal. Just phenomenal. You know, what's happened there? Just so fun to watch. What's going on? And of course, the Stenson family started that in a big way many, many years ago, but have continued that, and it's still going. It really is. And the expansion of, you know, the restaurants there and the brands that are there, it's just cool. Anyway, my point is this. Workforce is the most important thing in the world, and if Nevada's claim to fame is legalized marijuana and running out, what kind of workforce does that lead to? It's an opportunity for North Dakota. Mary is calling from Bismarck today. What's on your mind, Mary?
Hi, I just have a question, and I know you don't have the answer for it, but maybe you could get the answer, and we can all hear it later on your show. I heard a story yesterday, and I hope to high heaven it's not true, but it's regarding the fire out by Grassy Butte. And the story was that the oil field people out there with their tanker trucks of water were willing to help put out that fire, bring trucks of water in, but the feds, because part of that's on the national grasslands, said, no, we'll handle it ourselves, and brought in some couple of trucks out of either Montana or Wyoming. And over and above that, there are wells there where the oil companies are filling their tanker trucks from. And they offered the use of these, but the federal people are going into, I believe I heard it was Bellfield, to get their water to bring back out. Now, normally I would discount that because I would think anybody with common sense would say, oh, yeah, sure, we'd love to have you bring your equipment. Thank you for allowing us access to the water here. But since it's the federal government, I really have to question whether or not it's true.
Yeah, so that's odd. I saw a story Amy Dalrymple wrote for the Bismarck Tribune. Remember, where I think this is today's paper. It says volunteers are the main line of defense in North Dakota's Badlands as wildlife raged into its third day Monday. Rugged terrain, hot
weather
conditions, and are keeping local volunteer firefighters on the scene for up to 30 hours at a time as they work to prevent the fire from doing even more damage. So, sounds like they're there. It says 85 firefighters responding from Billings and McKenzie County Volunteer Fire Departments, U.S. Forest Service, North Dakota Forest Service, and federal agencies. And that came from a spokeswoman for the U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm sure that those agencies, you know, the ones you just mentioned, are there for the part of the fire that is not on the national grasslands. I would hope that they're all working together. to combat that whole thing. But like I said, that story was so dumb yesterday that I thought I just have to call in and see if we can find a true answer to it. I just really hope it's somebody saying something that they don't know a doggone thing about.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
Well, you know, that happens a few hundred times a day, right? So, but sometimes there is a little truth, but that's why we pride ourselves in getting the answers. So, to the extent that's out there, let's knock it down if it's not true. And if it is true, raise Cain, right? And and say, hey, work together. So we'll do a little digging for you, okay, Mary?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks a bunch. There's a call earlier that was touching on a subject we hadn't talked about today, but we had talked about previously related to. Small town fairs. Roll that time.
Hello. I just thought I'd comment on the fair thing. I really, really, really like the county fairs the best because they're the smaller ones and you get really know people there. And it's just fun to see the, I think I like the craft stuff the best where you can actually see blue ribbons and that kind of thing. Even the animals is good for that. So. State fairs are just more commercial, and it's fun to see some bands that you haven't heard for a long time. Like, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, usually once in a while has the Beach Boys, and that's always fun. But and the food is good, too, but I really like the county fairs best. I think they have more of a, I don't know, maybe a more intimate little gathering, and it's just fun to see everybody that you know, so... Anyway, I love your show. Continue on. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. And I'm with you on the small town fairs. I just don't think there's anything. That's America. That's America right there. No no doubt about it. I would also suggest, if you haven't, taken in a Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. That next week in West Hope on the 18th, Medora on the 20th, you take that in. They're really amazing. In fact, a lot of communities just beg, hey, Petroleum Council, please bring this here. There's information sessions that take place. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Allison Ritter from Department of Mineral Resources, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, Justin Kringsted from the Pipeline Authority put on just a world-class latest numbers, information session for the community. That's 2 to 4. And then 4 to 7, they do the barbecue. They have information booths. There's a lot of giveaways. They have live entertainment. After Effect is who's going to be in the West Hope. They do it all over again, by the way, in Medora then next Thursday, the 20th. And they've got Chimney Park Pacific Avenue performing in Medora, but otherwise same schedule. It's 2 to 4, I guess, for the Bakken Information Session, 4 to 7 for the barbecue, and then the awards at 7. So that's a lot of fun. We will also be at the State Fair this year. Want to see you there. Wednesday the 26th, Thursday the 27th, and then Friday the 28th. So looking forward to that at the State Fair. Off the Botno we go. Coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Small towns, just like the small fairs that listener before the break was talking about, are the engine of America, in my mind, in so many ways. They crank out some of the best and brightest to go down to the local bank and run the bank or head for state capital and do things there, or run things, build things, do things. So that human capital that is formed with the best of values, with friends and family and everybody standing shoulder to shoulder, just so incredible. And then the living, the quality of life in those communities, just incredible. So we love celebrating small towns. We started a few years back something called the Top 10 Towns, and Botno became our first stop. And we've gone up every year, thanks to first being invited by Pat Arts, State Bank of Botno, who joins us now for a little update on how things are going in Botno today. Pat, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Scott. Well, things are going pretty well. I think we're fortunate that we've received some rain the last couple weeks. Not a lot, but I know there's other parts of the state are in a lot tougher shape, so feeling fortunate about that. But I guess we're more or less in the maintenance mode with the commodities the way they are, both ag and oil. But I think our businesses and Lake Minnegoshi area is holding on, and we continue to strive to be very busy in our community with our civic organizations. I know every one of my employees, including myself, are committed to giving back and doing things for our community to make it a stronger place and a better place to live.
Well, that's great to hear from you again. Looking forward to catching up a little bit today as well. And by the way, I want to thank Pat and the folks at State Bank of Botno for sponsoring our broadcast today, along with Hefty Seed. And speaking of the ag world, they have a little yield contest going on I'm going to tell you about here in a little bit, which sounds like fun. And they're giving away a loaded Chevy pickup, like 2018 Silverado, so for the best yield on corn and soybeans. So we'll tell you about that here a little later on. Also, the folks at the Mickelson Aggregate making our broadcast possible today. And Pat is going to hook us up with a couple of folks that are doing business in Botno, so we get a little sense of the business community and how things are going there as well. So looking forward to that today on the program. You know, you mentioned a lot of things that happen around Botno, and certainly the oil's been up there a long time. Some people forget that. Agriculture, certainly, and then everything that's happening in the way of recreation, because there's just so much to do with Lake Minnegoshi there. Despite, you know, that three-legged stool, if you will, ag is really the big enchilada, isn't it, Pat?
It is. It's the number one driver. If I always say if ag goes, so does Botno County. You know, we do have, I think for just our, we are, our trade area is defined like 75 miles, but if we take our 25-mile radius, it's ag, recreation, oil. You know, if you expand past 25 Miles, it probably is ag, oil, and recreation. So we've got the Four Seasons Playground here. We're so fortunate to have it. But when they don't make the money in the ag and the oil, that, you know, the recreation obviously suffers.
So give us a little sense of the ag community there. It's been a couple of tough years with prices, woefully low, right? And a challenge to make a buck. And now you have this drought situation. As well, it doesn't sound like the drought's as severe there as it is in some parts of the states, but there's still drought in a lot of parts of North Dakota. So walk me through what that means after a string of tough years.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years, we had decent yields for the most part of our trade area last year, but we had quality issues. So I think the production pulled most people through. For the cattlemen, the grass, hay was decent. This year, I think my main concern is the cattle. We have a fair amount of cow-calf producers. When you don't have, 60%, some have said 40% of the hay crop they had last year, and then do you worry about their pastures? I don't think, for the most part, we haven't had to liquidate herds like the South, fortunately, but, just the stress factor. And, we're just, I think, just trying to maintain, keep everybody in business, and, we have partnered up, and you'll speak to Jerry Bertrand later, but I think it was a big move on our organization to partner up with Advanced Trading Inc. The markets are so volatile, and we want people to capture the markets and put floors on, with the volatility of this. So trying to do what we can to keep everybody to survive, to move, because we know times will get better, but we're not there yet.
Another business owner we're going to talk with is Faith at Marie's. And that's for lack of a better term, a classic small town business. Why did you select Marie's for us to chat with today? Tell us a little bit about her.
Oh, first of all, we always, in the past, we always do the food. You know, we've had Herbal's Dairy-O, the Pride Dairy. So her and her husband, Karsten, he's German, actually, and they got a nice German twist. And I figured we need to have the food part of it. And obviously, they're good supporters of, trying to, striving to basically spark Main Street, and along with some of the other partners on Main Street, I think they've done a great job. They've done the different things at Christmas together. I know they're doing something with Crazy Days, so obviously we have to have the food. Jerry and I went there and actually ate last night. It was a great meal, and it's a nice twist to downtown to complement other businesses and eating places. And from a restaurant evening sit-down place, we have some at the lake, but we really we needed another additional restaurant like that in town, right on Main Street. It's great to take people down there for lunch, business, whatever. It's a great addition to our community.
Yeah, maybe that was my idea, a stop of a tour of Botano fine cuisine, and we found it at many of the stops. So it's a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
right, absolutely. What did we have? We had the Herbal's Dairy-O, we had Pride. I forget the other eating place, but I always try to throw that in there. A-Frame, I think. I know we sent you up there for supper, but we every year when we do this, I'm going to do a eating place twist and a couple businesses. So we're excited to have Marie's for Faith and Karsten, and ATI with Jerry Bertrand. It's working. The volatility of the markets, we're partnering with, if our producers choose to do it, we're there to back them with the financing they need. And I think moving forward, it's a necessity. I think it's probably the 85% of the producers don't do it. And for me personally, it was kind of scared of it, didn't understand it, but with the education and the financial institution behind you, it's working. It's everybody's got to start somewhere, as they say, put your toe in the water, and I'm feeling more confident moving forward. It's worked. It's worked on my small operation so far, and it has for many of our producers that chose to go on board with Advanced Trading and in our bank, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Jerry a little later about some of the trends and things that are happening in that regard, so looking forward to that as well. How is, Lake Minnegoshi is such an institution in that part of North Dakota that I would imagine that it's pretty much one season looks like the last. Just get some good weather and you're in good shape, but that continue to be a force and lots of energy throughout Botano on the summertime scene?
Yeah, it does. I stopped by Jason Superfoods on North End of Main Street grocery store, and it was zooming. A lot of people from outskirts do stop here. It's a big impact for us. Even though I see more cabins for sale than I normally have. So that's a concern of mine. Obviously, that's, I think, a direct relationship with the economy around here. It's in a stability, you know, looking for stability, but it is. It's the 4th of July. It was an excellent weekend. Took my family to the Club de Skeenitique ski show. Had awesome fireworks that the lake improvement put on. It's just an awesome area. And this, especially this after the 4th till the first part of August, it gets real busy. People take their vacations, and it's a wonderful compliment to Botno and the surrounding county.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Pat, about that great community of Botno or the State Bank of Botno?
I'm going to give a shout out to our recreation department. I've had the luxury of coaching my daughter's, my 6-year or 5-year old daughter's T-ball team, and I just shout out to the Parks and Rec District. They do an awesome job. I volunteered for the T-ball coach, and this year we had 5 teams and a great baseball program. I think they do a wonderful job. We're fortunate to have a Tommy Turtle Park out on the east side of town that really opened my eyes up, but it's been a fun summer. Kind of depressed, actually. Tuesday this week is our last week of T-ball, so I'm going to give a shout-out to them and appreciate all the volunteers. It's really opened my eyes up, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And there again, there is the engine of small-town North Dakota, small-town America, about what makes things so great. I mean, the memories of that time with T-ball and how your kids will remember that, how you'll remember that, that lasts forever. 10 times longer than, you know, than a great business deal or an acquisition or an expansion or anything else. That's the sense of community that's so cool, which is why we love Botno. Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate getting a chance to talk a little bit about Botno and telling folks what's happening in one of our favorite top 10 towns, and look forward to chatting with Faith and Jerry a little later on in the program, too.
You bet. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
You too. Take care, Pat. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number today on the program. Mike and Bismarck wanted to talk about something else in the news here today. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it was pretty neat what you talked about, Botno. I got married there in 82, and it's a great little town, but that's not what I called about.
I'm glad you put the shout out there for Botno, though. It's why we do that, just to be a little different once in a while and go talk about some of our
great towns. Oh, it's a beautiful little town, It's right by Canada and the Peace Gardens, and doesn't get any better than that. But I think our president, Donald Trump, his biggest mistake so far was not keeping one of his campaign pledges, and that was to go after Hillary Clinton. He's being the nice guy and saying, the Clintons have suffered enough and they've been through enough pain, and that's a typical Republican response, being a big wuss. And if he... I mean, how many felonies does a person got to commit to get any jail time? You're subpoenaed for evidence. You destroy the evidence in about 5 different ways. And the list goes on and on and on. Why didn't that man go after her and go after her hard?
I don't know. My theory would be that he probably saw, you know, he got talked into being sort of a statesman on that one, and look, he's got a lot of battles to fight, so how many can you do? But I don't disagree with you to say, to the extent that there was a lot of things we just don't know, right, that just looked really smelly, that certainly needs some additional investigation, and it would not have hurt to at least throw his voice behind saying, do this. If nothing else, it balances out some of the other stuff they're trying to say about him. I mean, force Congress to do it. So,
well, you know, it shows that if you're rich or well-to-do, you can get away with most anything. And that's not a good example to set.
And although I don't think that's why Trump's not doing it myself. I think Trump's not doing it just out of, he's got a bigger fish to fry, more things to do related to getting his agenda done and relitigating that. But I take your point, Mike. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hammond. Thanks for listening. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We love your calls. Can't tell you how much we love your calls. So much so, if you call yesterday, good chance if it was a really good call, you're going to get on today. That's right. That's how we do it. Celebrate our callers with the call of the day. And it's brought to you by our friends at Delta. If you're in the oil business, get ready to memorize a number or write it down. Jot it down and have it handy, because the folks at Delta do it all. The phrase turnkey says it all. What do you need done on the well site? They'll do it. And they're doing it for a growing number of companies and saving them money. And it starts with a phone call. Or to deltaconstructors.net. You can go to the website too. But just do me this favor. Call Delta before you call anybody else. That's the bottom line. I don't want you... I just want to save a lot of hassle for you, a lot of time. Get you going right there. Eric is waiting for your call at 406-250-8151. He'll say, what do you need? Turnkey well sites will do it. Flow lines. Set the pump jacks. Fabricate the conditioning modules. Modular skids. Tank batteries. Electrical and mechanical designs. Survey work. Field engineering. Electrical mechanical side. Done. Pipe insulation. Done. E&I services. Temporary flaring services. They do it all. DeltaConstructors.net or call 406-250-8151 at Delta. Here's the call of the day from yesterday. Short but sweet. Troy, who's north of Bismarck, first up here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Troy.
If the server has never been turned over to the FBI, how do we know it was the Russians other than somebody said so? I find it ironic that everybody thinks it's the Russians, but the FBI has never had an opportunity to look at the server.
You think of everything, our fine listeners. Fabulous. Back to the calls. More candidates for tomorrow's Delta call of the day. 258-0550, that local number, 800-228-0550. Or text me, 367-2054, Todd, 226-8503. Let's go next to Kenmare. And is it Louis or Lewis?
Either one.
Kind of mine.
We all know George Soros is a big problem. Why don't they investigate St. Louis and these other riots? Because they'll trace it back to him and his uber-rich anti-American buddies. Then you hire back Loretta Lynch with her old title of the queen of, what the heck was, where she confiscated everybody's money. Then we run Soros overseas where he belongs and let Russia arrest him like they got the warrant for. 90% of our problems will be gone because those Democrats will be scrambling every which direction trying to figure out which way's up.
For the life of me, I can't understand why there hasn't been a congressional hearing on the funding source of this stuff, right? And I mentioned briefly yesterday, I don't know if we put it up. If we haven't put it up on Facebook at some point, Rev. The Science and Technology Chair piece on the letter he sent to the Treasury Secretary saying, we need to know, we need to follow the money on Russian influence into environmental groups. Now, why that isn't on the evening news, I have no idea. They're so busy trying to invent something related to the election, and when everybody knows not one vote was changed because of anything they did.
No.
And yet this is going on right now. This is an effort by the Russians to...
I'm not even talking about Russians. I'm talking about Soros and his ultra-liberal buddies that are screwing with the country.
It's all of them. But see, George Soros isn't doing it because he really hates fossil fuels. George Soros is doing it to line his pocket with he's got money in different, green energy products, right?
Soros has tried to break, he broke countries in Europe, and he's trying to screw ours up. Yep. And he profits it from that.
And he lives here. He lives here.
Yes.
He's got an apartment in New York. He's here all the time, meeting with folks. But why isn't there congressional hearings on this? I think the Russian thing brings a little wrinkle into it because of what's going on with the election. And I think, look, the Russians are competitors of ours.
The Russians are competitive of
the Bakken. They compete with what we do in the Bakken every day. The Russians don't want us to succeed here. So, of course, they're going to fund these crazy environmental groups who go on and act like they're grassroots when they're nothing but. They're just doing the work of a competitor.
They're not in league with Soros. They have an arrest warrant out for Soros for manipulating currency over there. They want him in jail. They're in along the same lines as what Soros and his groups are.
I'm going to take part of your call. We're going to play it for Congressman Kramer tomorrow because it's been asked before, but it needs to be asked again of all of them. Appreciate the call. Ed in Minot, what's on your mind?
A few weeks back, the lady senator had a piece in the paper about the border crossing. About Canada. She wants to kind of scale back the way that they qualify to become a border security, And I'm not really for that. My idea would be to these border guys, they're treated with less respect than a lunchroom monitor, And they're our first line of defense for people coming across the border, tourists or whatever. We need to treat these guys just like the military, like the Army, the Air Force, the Navy. They need to have the same benefits, the access to all the hospitalization and stuff. I mean, I think we need to give them a little bit more, then we can get better people there. That's the way I look at it, you know.
Good stuff, Ed. Thank you very much, and good common sense there. More of your calls on the other side of the news break here. We're going to check back in at Botno on Botno Day today, brought to you by Hefty Seeds, State Bank of Botno, and Mickelson Aggregates. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.